Whether you're dreaming of a house the size of a football stadium or a football stadium in the back garden of your house, what you need is dream come true money. Luckily, tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £56 million. Now that's dream come true money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
This is Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning. It's Friday the 13th. Spooky!
In 2020, what could go wrong?
First of all, good morning, Kelly K. How are you?
Hi there.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Kelly broadcasting from the basement of her house. I from the studios here downtown Louisville. Here we go. So... let me just add a layer to the spooky of Friday the 13th. You ready for this?
Okay.
The last Friday the 13th this year was on Friday, March 13th, right before the pandemic began.
Shut down.
Yep.
Oh, whoa.
So I don't know if this means... I don't know what this means.
Maybe
I don't know what this means.
When we can open everything up again, wouldn't it be full circle if we could just say, "Hey,
yeah,
now we're done."
Yeah, if it was full circle, that would be nice.
That'd be great.
It shuts down on March 13th, Friday the 13th. It opens back up November 13th, Friday the 13th. So, Friday the 13th. So I don't know if you're superstitious or not, but yeah,
maybe. We should just, wrap you in bubble wrap. Like, everyone should just wrap themselves in bubble wrap. Just hide out in the house today.
Okay.
Under a table or something. I don't know. Feels weird.
Under a table.
Yeah, so I don't know. Just feel like extra protection.
Under a table.
just this year is very unpredictable. I don't think we need to throw in another Friday the 13th
to
complicate things.
It really is. Hey, we will get you in on the Chopper Shopper today, so that's cool. Chopper Shopper in a limo, which, by the way, I just heard yesterday that Buff City Soap is signing on to it, so you're going to get the hookup there, too, with the Chopper Shopper. So you're going to get you're going to get more money, more stuff to spend, so...
Listen, I just washed clothes with Buff City Soap.
Mm-hmm.
Smells heavenly.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
I did get some stuff as well from them. And I took...
Uh-huh.
So I took kind of a provocative picture.
A provocative picture?
With the
Your
soap.
Your beard products?
No. With just a bar of soap.
Oh.
So I was getting ready to take a shower yesterday. And I was like, you know what? They just signed on a Chopper Shop. I'm going to take this photo because maybe we can use it, or I can use it or whatever. So I took the photo and I was looking at it. I was like, all right. Well, you can see a lot of my leg there. You can see. Because I was getting ready to take a shower, Kelly. Do you want me to text you the
disrobed?
Photo?
Disrobed? Yes. Yeah, maybe.
Are you sure?
Wait a second. Did you post it or are you still debating?
I'm debating.
Okay. How undressed are you?
I mean, I'm undressed.
You're naked?
Yeah. I mean, you can't...
Hiding behind the bar soap?
Yeah. I mean, you can't see... Like, it's from a point of view. It's like a first person point of view. So it's like... You're looking at the bar of soap like it's your own human eyes.
But do we see naked legs or something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Text it.
You want me to text it to you?
And then I will decide for you whether it needs to be maybe doctored before posting. Is this the picture you sometimes send your wife when you're in the bathroom?
I'm just my feet on the bathroom floor as I'm sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
I have a weird relationship with my wife.
Along those lines, you
do. All right. All right. Here, I'm texting it to you right now. Oh, wow. That is cut up pretty high. I did. Man.
Are you showing thigh?
Just look at it, Kelly.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'm opening it.
I had a moment of panic as I hit send. I had a moment of panic as I hit send. See, it's pretty artsy, though, right? Kind of artsy?
It's very artsy.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the checkered tile.
Right, right. That's there. What I was kind of going for.
And you know what? The soap colors kind of complement the design on the floor.
So, yeah. So, you know, Kelly, I was thinking about posting that. But then, as soon as I'm sending it to you, I had a moment of panic because I was like it's... You see,
it's a lot of leg.
You see a lot of leg, and it's really close to showing you other things.
Yeah, it's like I feel like we know exactly where the other things are. They're just
it's right there.
Off camera.
It's right there.
Hello.
Hi there. It's right there. Well, we gotta post it now.
I mean, yeah, now you have to. We've talked about it enough. You have to. You just got to marinate in it. Put it on the Instagram. No one's going to see it. No one looks at our Instagram.
Should I put it? Okay. Well, we'll figure out what. I don't know. Anyways, the whole point is that Chopper Shopper, we're giving you a flat $500 just to do with what you want. Then we're giving you a bunch of like $100, $100 to spend in like Southern Indiana boutiques, and then, like I said, we've got Buff City Soaps that just jumped on, and you're going to get some money to spend there, so you're going to get a limo ride, you're going to big screen TV, so we've got an opportunity for you to get in at 7 and 9 this morning.
By the way, Hunter said, it's Ben's house, when are they not naked? This is true.
Yeah.
You guys do like to be naked a lot.
Yeah, I am naked quite a bit at my own house.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, the people, if you've never heard what Buff City Soap, what they're about, you're going to get a really nice Eiffel.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right.
I mean, you're going to see the soap. You're going to see the soap.
Yeah, it's very nice soap. Very nice.
Nice soap.
It smells good.
Oh, my God. Yes, it does.
Smells good.
All right.
What else? Okay, yeah, you laugh, you lose today.
Make sure you tag them, by the way. Tag Buff City Soap in that picture.
All right. Are we posting it on?
You showing off.
Should we do it on the station, the Instagram, or should we just do Ben and Kelly?
Let's let it live on Ben and Kelly.
Okay.
Let's own that.
Okay.
Let's go ahead.
We'll own that.
And own that.
All right. All right. Wow.
You know what? They're gonna ask you to start doing regular commercials.
I'm telling you what. I could
commitment to the brand.
I could be an Instagram model, I feel like.
You could, and you're committing. You're using it. You're using the product. Like, you're not letting it go to waste at your house.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not decorative soaps for me. It's made to actually use. Man,
we have spent the
better part of 5 minutes talking about soap.
Yeah, well, we're sending them the tape, too. They're going to love that.
All right. Okay. All right, so we got... setting the bar. We've got you laugh, you lose. We've got a family secret. To be fair with this family secret, I tried to get in touch with the person who sent us this message, but she said she'd rather not be on. So, but she said it was cool if we just said it. It's kind of wild. So we've got that around 7:30 for you. And a bunch of other stuff.
To start your day off by looking at Ben's legs in the shower.
Very toned, very buff.
There it is. He's a runner.
All right. Feel good coming up here in like 5 minutes. Welcome to the show, friends. To arc the storyline of the bar of soap photo that I took and now have posted on Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show. We've just gotten like a dozen more followers on our Instagram account.
Look at that.
Listen, no.
Skin wins.
Yes, and that's why I'm said I'm feeling dirty. I feel like I am using my body to gain followers, and that is not a place I want to be in.
Kudos. Look at that. Whatever it takes.
Kelly,
get those followers.
Listen, we got like a dozen with me. Imagine if it had been you. We would have gotten 1,000 new followers.
Yeah. I mean,
Kelly's a little bit more respectable than I am, apparently. So
I am a little. I do. I'm a little bit more modest.
All right. Anyways.
Look cute, though.
Thank you.
Look cute.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. This is all about the chopper shopper.
You cropped it a little bit. You took some of your leg out.
I'm
but you're about kneecap like deep it's now.
But it's like there. I did. I cropped
and
it a
little. Guess what? I'm our only like. By the way.
No. Okay. That's fine. So anyways, Chopper Shopper, get in to win, coming up here around 7 on 99.7, DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good here. We do this every single morning. Kelly K.
I'm feeling good right now.
All right.
After seeing that picture, that's the first feel good.
See, you know what? I do that for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, you have seen me in many different levels of undress throughout our career in a very consensual and non-sexual way. Let me just put that out there.
For work
purposes, right? So anyways, all right.
Okay. Hey, here's a feel good. Get paid to live and work in the Ozarks.
Nice. I've seen the show.
You've seen the show? Well, it's lovely. Boosted some tourism and interest. The Northwest Arkansas Council is shelling out more than $1 million in the next 6 months. They're trying to attract top talent to the charming little small towns there within the Ozark Mountains, with remote workers getting $10,000 to make the move, plus a bike to navigate the hilly terrain.
Hmm.
So they're kind of looking for recent grads, families, career changers, entrepreneurs who want a unique opportunity to create balance for those eager to move from congested and expensive larger cities and suburbs. Now, Northwest Arkansas is home to 3 Fortune 500 companies, headquarters, Walmart, Tyson Foods, and J.B. Hunt. And, of course, like you said, the Ozarks been pretty popular because of the Netflix show with Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's my question. I'd be like moving down there and then be on the hunt for that kind of activity.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, crazy.
Yeah.
And you got to be aware of all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I realize doing this feel good, we're asking you to move out of the area, and that's, we'd be losing listeners. So, you know what? I'm going to take it all back.
Okay. Take it all back.
I'll tweet it, though.
Okay.
The Ben and Kelly Show. But then, you know, don't go. Because we'd miss
okay.
You.
Yeah, we'd miss it. I mean, you can listen online, but it's just not the same.
It really isn't.
All right. With all this talk about provocative soap photos, did you see that Chris Brown joined OnlyFans?
Now, I did see that.
Okay, so.
And if, that's a sassy site.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't know anything about OnlyFans, it is primarily kind of adult content. It's not like an X-rated site, but a lot of people use it for that. Because, like, especially when the pandemic hit, a lot of these performers in the adult industry couldn't earn money. So they would join this OnlyFans where you could subscribe for like a monthly fee and get their content. And so they were earning thousands and thousands of dollars by doing some naughty stuff on this OnlyFans site. So then Chris Brown jumps on OnlyFans. And I don't know if you recall a certain photo of Chris Brown's from about 10 years ago.
I didn't see it. That's what you're asking.
That is a lie, because I think I actually showed it to you here in the studio.
Really?
Yes. I must
have blocked it out from trauma.
I made you see it. I think I specifically...
Here, look at Chris Brown.
I know. I think I specifically found it and made you look at it. Anyways, so there is, for $20 a month, you can get exclusive Chris Brown content. Now, nobody knows what route he's going to go down. I can't imagine it's going to be that dirty, right?
Well, I would imagine you'd have to pay a premium to see stuff like that, right? Like,
well, that's what it is.
Well, okay. But $20 a month would not be enough for me to show the bits.
Yeah, but 20 bucks a month from, you know, thousands and thousands of people, that adds up. So, anyways, Chris Brown jumping on OnlyFans there. If you want to get the link to his OnlyFans account, we got to post it at WDJX.com. So, you're welcome in advance.
Sassy.
Yeah, you're welcome in advance. Set to the bar, small example of what not to do if you can make it through the day without botching the statue restoration, making it look like your four-year-old actually did it. You're doing okay. So this,
I mean, where did we go wrong on this one?
Okay. I don't know where they came. And if you want to see a picture, you can hit up Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. We tweeted this out. But this Spanish building in the town of Palencia in Spain there. So it has this 20th century statue carved into the side of the building. Not on the ground, but like on the second floor as you're going up, you know? So you see sometimes some of those older buildings, they have like gargoyles or something, you know, that are kind of around. So anyways, there's this statue and the face needed to be restored. So the way they did it, some people are describing it as a Tusken Raider from Star Wars. Some are saying it looks like a toddler drew this.
That's one. Just, you don't need to go any further. That is it. Because it is really like, did they chisel some stuff off or something? I feel like with restoration, it's a very delicate process, right? Is it not?
Right. It looks like the head of a cartoon character, some are saying. I mean, it is.
Was there like a sick day and they called in a temp? I need to know what happened. What's the backstory?
I mean, it's supposed to be a woman smiling. Right? And the way they redid her face on the statue, it looks like it's a character out of Star Wars.
Scary.
It's interesting, we'll say. So again, you had one job. And if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. But
maybe they didn't describe it well enough. Like, hey, you're supposed to like just make this look a little newer. Not different. Newer.
I mean, when it reminds me of all of those shows of botched plastic surgeries.
Yes.
Like, I went
in the worst way.
Yes. Like, I went in for a nose job and look.
Yes. Now I look like a cartoon character drawn by a four-year-old.
I know. So, yeah, like we said, if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show, your chopper shopper. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour here. Kelly K.
So maybe if you have traveled near the intersection of Westport Road and Hurstbourne Parkway, you might have seen Michael Daniels out and about performing songs from his favorite musical, Hamilton.
Oh, no, I haven't. Yeah. Maybe I will.
Well, you should make it a point to drive on over there. That's actually like kind of job number three unofficially. I mean, he's not really getting paid for it, but he usually works at night at Cheddar's, and then Long John's. He works in the morning. He said during quarantine, he had two goals, walk more and watch Hamilton on Disney Plus. He decided to blend the two.
Oh.
He said, why not? One day I just decided to wear one of my costumes. I'm exercising. I'm having fun doing it. He's an aspiring actor, and he's spreading joy, entertaining those who are driving by.
Good for him.
Yeah, DRB did a fun story on them. We'll tweet it out. You can watch that. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Cool. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Billie Eilish wasn't the only artist to release new music. But Lil Nas X. Remember Lil Nas X?
I do remember. Old Town Road.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X.
Maybe the
Panini.
Biggest song of the decade, Old Town Road, comes back with a song called Holiday. Not about a holiday, though.
It's a holiday. I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Hey, it's another way. All my hit doesn't go and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes and I don't know why.
So yeah, that's Lil Nas X. Holiday. Kind of looks like a Santa Claus. Lil Nas X takes the role of Santa Claus. What was that movie with Tim the Tool Man, that guy, where he Tim Allen, where he turned into Santa Claus.
Is
it called The Santa Claus?
I think it's called The Santa Claus.
It's not Christmas at the Cranks, right? That was another Tim Allen.
No, that was a different one.
Yeah, but another. solid Christmas movie there. Christmas
Classic. At the Cranes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Indeed.
So anyways, very similar to Tim Allen in The Santa Claus. Lil Nas X kind of turns into Santa Claus for that. So there's that. But then, speaking of Christmas, Justin Bieber rolls in with his remake of Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Oh, gosh, I love it.
Look at that.
Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop.
Yeah, so he is a part of this new Amazon Original Songs collection of holiday songs. So, yeah, you know, if you are all like, hey, you know, play holiday songs, then you'll hear... as well as the 1,000 pentatonic songs that they always play. Justin Bieber's Rockin' Listen, Around the Christmas Tree.
Don't you be harsh in pentatonics. That is their one gig.
That's
what they do well.
One gig. You're right.
They're amazing at it. Mary, Did You Know is what is my favorite of all time.
I mean,
favorite of all time.
They've found a niche and they've run with it.
Exactly.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some
Yeah, so that's
All
pretty
right,
cool. So
sweet.
You can also hear some songs, I guess original songs from Carrie Underwood, Mary J. Blige, Jess Glean, and others there. So that will pop up here now if you are a part of Amazon Music. So that's good. That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Hey, coming up next, it's Family Secret. And reached out to this listener who had sent a message to us, and she said, you know what, I don't necessarily want to be on, but you can say it, and you can read it, my secret.
I'm really surprised at how many people let us put them on the radio.
Yeah.
With the stuff they tell us.
I gotta be honest, I'm curious as to how many other people have this same sort of secret. Every week at this time, we kind of offer up our show to allow you to let a secret out. Sometimes, you know, when you message us, you allow us to call you and talk to you about it, and that's kind of cool. Other times, you don't, but you'll just give us permission to actually tell your secret on behalf of you on the air. So this person, I'm going to leave anonymous, obviously. Could you imagine if I accidentally just was like, Brenda
so
Smith.
Jennifer said this.
Exactly. Whoops.
Whoopsies.
My bad. No, this person messaged us and said, I wanted to write you guys and tell you the secret. I'm selling my used socks online. I literally talked to this guy about it as a joke online, and now he's buying multiple pairs off me. No one in my family knows, and for some reason, now I'm having more connections and more people want to buy my used socks. Low-key, feel disgusted about this, but the pay is actually good. It's so weird.
Does she say how much? Is it she or he?
It's a she.
Okay.
And she doesn't say how much she sells the socks for, but apparently it's lucrative enough that she's getting some good side money from selling used socks. And this is what I said earlier. I think other people have this secret. Like,
I feel like I have plenty of socks with holes in them, albeit, that I could offer up for sale. Do you think people would buy them?
Listen, Kelly, you sell everything anyway,
yes,
on like Facebook Marketplace or whatever.
Yes, quite a bit of stuff lately, especially leading up to our move. But yeah, I know I have a lot of socks now that have a lot of holes in them. And I'm just, you know, I haven't bothered to throw them away yet. Should I try to make a couple of dollars?
I think maybe you could find some gentleman who would buy your socks off of you. That is so weird.
That is so weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
Like, how would you feel about, like, selling your socks to a dude?
Well, who just how much wants money are we talking? Like, I'd feel okay with it. It was like $100.
Okay, so you add the price. So $100.
Maybe. Yeah.
$100 for a pair of socks?
Well.
And you're selling them?
That's what I'm saying. I'd part with them. Instead of put them in the trash for $100.
$100. And
yep.
so
and stickers?
I mean, you realize what this person would use them for, right?
Well, I'm not going to think about that. I'm just going to wipe my tears with my $100 bill.
after you sanitize it.
Right. After I sanitize it. Of course. Oh, I would Lysol mine, too.
Yeah.
You know, for safety.
I don't know. That is.
Would you sell your socks? You have some interesting, fun socks.
I do. But I don't think it works the opposite way. I don't think women are going to buy my socks.
No, we're smarter than that.
See, I think this is a fetish, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000% yes.
Yeah. So I think this is kind of in that whole, like I'm not going to sit here and try to offer up and sell my socks. I mean, other guys might buy it, but I feel weird about that. Like, I don't think I'd ever buy used socks.
Yeah. I don't think this is one where we try to find a bargain. We go ahead and we spring for the new socks if we're just going to use them as socks.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
All right. Anyways, that's your family secret here on 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly, that trumpet and that fanfare can only mean one thing. Uh-huh. It is time for the epic battle of jokes, otherwise known as you... wait, hang on. We need to do the trumpets again. The trumpet! Okay. Trumpet with You Laugh, You Lose!
There you go. That's better.
Where we sling jokes back and forth. The object is to not laugh. You feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you feeling good? You feeling good?
The All trophy's right. in the background. Go, bring her center stage.
Bring her center stage. There she is.
That's what we're battling
right there.
For every,
right
each
there.
And every week.
Look at that. The You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. Here it is, exchanged hands plenty of times. Right now it is in my court. Kelly still holds the slight lead, 22 wins to 21 wins.
Okay.
You ready?
I gotta hang on to the lead. I gotta win her back.
Okay. How you doing?
Hang on.
All right. Losers go first.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
If you see cows sleeping in a field, does that mean it's pasture bedtime?
Ah. Kelly, I've recently discovered I'm terrified of elevators.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm taking steps to avoid them.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
How does a penguin build its house?
How?
It glues it together.
Solid. You know, Kelly, I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. His mom was kind of mad, though.
I bet.
You laugh, you lose.
This one's from Gail. I'm going to give her a shout out. I have minions that send me jokes. I love them all.
Okay.
I heard the jalapeno just finished med school.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now it's Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's solid.
Isn't that solid?
Well done.
It's a really good one.
Well done.
A really good one.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
I felt this appropriate to tell this joke. What time did Sean Connery show up to Wimbledon?
What time?
Tennis.
I choose to think he's in heaven right now laughing at you.
I'm almost laughing at me.
That's great.
You laugh, you lose.
The delivery was important on that one.
Tennis.
Yeah. Hey, I got thrown out of the park for rearranging the squirrels.
Yeah?
Yeah. They didn't like my critter sizing.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Kelly.
Yeah?
I feel a certain closeness between you and I, so I feel like I can say this.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know why no one will believe my erectile dysfunction diagnosis. It's really not that hard. It's really not that hard. I feel a closeness with you that I feel like I can say that, and I can say that.
I want to throw something at you so bad right now.
Oh, stupid. It's a stupid show. It's a stupid show.
I really thought good. I felt good about my squirrels joke.
That was solid. That was solid. That was solid.
I had another one I felt pretty decent about. That's good. And then you had to take the sharp left turn with your... medical condition.
Yeah, it's my, it's my medical condition. I just want people to understand.
Listen, you got Rhonda to grin. So that's a solid right. day right there. That's a solid performance.
It's you grin, you lose. All right. As always, if you want to contribute, you can. We'll accept your jokes.
Yes, absolutely. I hope that you get treatment for your condition.
Thank you. Send it to us. Ben and Kelly Show on Gmail, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
I tried to hold it in. I tried.
Thank you.
I tried.
That was very solid. Very solid. Slap you
well,
lose.
Well, it wasn't.
No. DJX. Every single hour we do this, Kelly K.
I'm calling this Feel Good.
No, right?
Because it's Oreos.
Okay.
That makes everything great, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So just in time for the holiday shopping season, now you can customize your own Oreos online, and there's many designs to choose from.
Oh.
So you can use the Oreoid. Yeah, it's a new feature that lets you design your own Oreo cookies.
Okay.
You gonna ask me how?
How?
Okay, thank you for asking. You can choose 8 different cream filling colors.
All right.
You can decide if you want your cookies dipped in white or classic fudge. You can add sprinkles. Even add a photo or text to the front of your cookie.
Interesting.
So, I mean, you could literally, like, ask someone to marry you with this. How cute would that be? How delicious.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What a fun idea, right?
Yeah, but what if they eat the cookie before they read it?
That is the danger.
That was like when I asked my wife to marry me, and I had done it as an April Fool's gift, but then I had written on a little Polaroid on a photo collage that I had given her, you know, in the little white part of the Polaroid, like, will you marry me? And I gave it to her, and she wasn't looking at it. And, like, it was ruining the moment. So I could only just imagine, you know, someone proposes with Oreo cookies, albeit a great idea, but then she eats it before she realizes what it says.
Yeah, what if she's, like, a real big cookie monster? Like, she's a super big fan, and it's like, oh, delicious! Doesn't even look at it and just eats it. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. Anyways,
still calling it a feel good.
Yeah, don't want to take away the feel good nature of this.
I'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Every single hour we do this here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up, we got a. So there was a survey of a bunch of different adults, and I disagree with a lot of things on this list of the most hated Thanksgiving dishes in America.
Oh, let's fight about food again.
Coming up, hang on. This Harris poll that surveyed about 2,000 Americans on which holiday food, Thanksgiving food, they hated the most. And I'm going to have to throw a big flag on the play with this, what they chose as their most hated, okay? Earlier, we were talking about the most beloved. And for Kentucky, it was broccoli casserole. And for Indiana, it was deviled eggs, which sneaky dark horse in that race. Indiana rolling in with the deviled eggs.
I agree.
Yep. The worst coming in at number one is cranberry sauce.
Really?
Okay. Like, I don't dislike it. I'll even eat it out of the can. Canned jellied cranberry sauce? Okay.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Have a little bit of that tartness that, you know, to counteract some of the other stuff. I think that's a great palate cleanser, you know?
I'm already triggered.
Yeah, so that's number one. Listen, coming in second, green bean casserole, which again...
that was my favorite.
I know. I know you make it with the cream of mushroom soup and then you put the little like French onions.
Yes. I, you know what? That is the one thing I make and don't mess up.
And that's number two on the most hated of Thanksgiving foods. Number three, they've all got to be full on crazy because sweet potato casserole came in third place with 22% of the vote. And I'm saying.
Most hated?
Yes. Most hated. How can you say that? That is the most versatile dish on Thanksgiving. You've got vegetables. Yes. You've got it as a dessert. You've got it as a it's good cold. It's good hot. It's good whatever.
It's really dessert from the earth, is it not?
It is dessert from the earth.
I feel like it is.
As God intended. And then to further prove that all 2,000 people surveyed have no idea what good taste is, 21% they didn't even like pumpkin pie.
Oh, get out of here with that. Come on now. Come on.
So, I don't know. If I have, like, I can't say that there is one thing that I hate when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner.
Like, it's all welcome.
Yeah, I mean,
all food is welcome.
Like, I'll say there are things that I don't, like, prefer. Like, I'm not going to go diving in on the gizzard. I give that to the dog.
Okay. Agreed. But, like, stuffing, yes. Mashed potatoes, yes. Green bean casserole, yes.
You know what? Honestly, I'm gonna miss the mashed potatoes. If I got to get rid of one thing, it's going to be the mashed potatoes.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, because, again...
Are they doing it wrong at your table?
No, I'm just saying...
Delicious.
I've got the mashed potato in the sweet potato casserole. So, I've got that taken care of.
Well, but they're different kinds of flavors.
Yes.
With the different kinds of potatoes.
But...
Both delicious.
But I'm just going to say, if I've got to lose one, it's going to be the mashed potatoes for me.
Oh, I'm not leaving it. I can't quit you, mashed potatoes.
Man.
Good stuff.
Man.
Yeah, you know what? And I'll also eat potato salad. Give me the sweet potato casserole. Give me the mashed potatoes. Give me potato salad as well. I'll eat all of them.
Zoe texts in and says, all those foods are disgusting. I agree with this survey 100%. Like, what do they do? Like,
what do you serve at your meal?
They don't.
They
go to McDonald's and they get a Happy Meal.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, this has triggered me. We've tweeted it out. You can see the entire list.
I'm triggered and I'm starving.
At Ben and Kelly Show. I know. Can you tell that we're like hungry? YouTube Rewind, you know how they do this like a compilation of the year that took place? They do this every single year. It's usually always like one of the most trending things on YouTube every single year. It's kind of cool. It kind of takes a look back at all the creators and all everything that has happened this past year. They're not doing it this year because 2020 sucked.
Nope. We're out. They're like, this doesn't feel right because everything sucked.
Yeah. I mean, now, to be fair, the Rewind has also been the most disliked video on YouTube. So I don't know if that played any sort of role in their decision not to do one this year. But I think their whole, hey, 2020 has been bad enough. We don't need to add anything more to this year that will make you dislike it anymore. So we're just not going to do it this year. All right.
Okay. All right.
So anyways,
solid choice.
Friday the 13th. So I are you superstitious? Do you have anything against Friday the 13th?
No, not traditionally, but I will be extra on alert today.
Yeah. I mean, I have a black cat, so, you know, I she's just a jerk all the time. So it doesn't necessarily
That's par for the course.
Mean one thing or another. And my wife's birthday is on the 13th of December. So she has a birthday on Friday the 13th, you know, several times in her life. So it's not like it's an unlucky day for any of us around me. So I don't really care one way or the other. But,
okay,
you know, to those who are a little superstitious about it, maybe a little stitious. Just know that...
Not super, just stitious.
Just a little stitious, right. Just know that the only other Friday the 13th this year took place back in March when this all started. So,
okay. I miss March 12th.
All right, so coming up, how could cookies turn into a fight on Facebook?
Well, it's Facebook, so...
I guess so, but... I mean, it was cookies. Cookies, for goodness sakes.
And Beth is offering up a recipe. I mean, really, what could go wrong there?
What could go wrong? Well, there is the operative sentence there for you. And that is part of our Facebook fight, which we'll dive into coming up. We are available on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can go over. You can catch up on what you missed on the page. You can... get a hold of us there. You can see what we've been talking about. And you can also screenshot drama that you see on Facebook, you know, in the comments section on a post. And we'll just bring it to life.
So Beth starts this one. Ben plays Beth.
Mm-hmm.
And she just made some cookies. She wants to share the recipe. I play Kelly. She, along with Bill and Doug, all noticed something about her initial post.
Ah, okay, so it's not just about cookies.
Apparently not.
All right, let's dive in.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Baked these cookies last night with my ex. If you want the recipe, shoot me a DM.
Ah.
All right.
With her ex.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Your ex? What's that about?
Yeah, the ex. He's a guy I had a kid with. But being under a ton of financial stress, we broke up. But we realized we're better off as friends with benefits while co-parenting. He also had a fight with his parents, and so he lives in my backyard in a camper. By the way, I used brown sugar for the topping.
Okay. By the way, brown sugar on a topping of cookies does sound good.
That's key.
Not that it's any of my business, but apparently he gets all the benefits of being a couple without the responsibilities.
No, we're co-parenting together.
Until his parents let him back in their house.
Listen, Bill, let's not be too quick to judge here.
Dude, yeah. I'm with Bill. What does this guy bring to the relationship?
Okay. You mean other than the occasional yum-yum and an appetite for cookies?
I think you said that's none of my business earlier. Well, guess what? It's not.
I am curious about why you would mention your ex, though, in a post about cookies.
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a good question.
Okay.
Bro, this isn't a post about cookies. Beth is deaf sending a message here.
By the way, I like your voice.
I worked really hard on that.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's talking about the friends with benefits part. No need to include that unless you want someone to know.
But I've always been honest on Facebook.
Honest on Facebook isn't a thing. I'm starting to think these guys are right. You posted this to make someone jealous.
Bro. Does your ex have his own ex?
Or maybe a current girlfriend?
Oh, I think I know. It's the guy that used to live in that camper.
Ah, okay.
Uh-oh.
So we're getting to the bottom of this here.
Uh-huh.
All right, once more with Beth.
Again! This post was supposed to be about fucking cookies!
Oh!
Wow.
Jumping off now. Gotta take some cookies out to the camper. Hashtag if this camper's rocking. Bye.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That got aggressive at the end. Oh,
I mean, to be fair to Beth, she was just wanting to talk about her cookies.
She just wanted to share a recipe with her friends.
That's all she
probably should leave out some details next time.
A little oversharing there.
Maybe.
All right, that was Facebook Fight Theater. Here on 99.7 DJX. You can get us on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, at Ben and Kelly Show. I don't know if you saw this, Kelly, but this was shared from Fox 46 out of Charlotte. So this, you know, they've been experiencing a lot of flooding there in Alexander County. And so there was a TV reporter from, you know, that Fox affiliate there in Charlotte by the name of Amber Roberts, who was out on a bridge just kind of reporting on the flooding, you know. And so, like, you can see this river is so, so high, and it's just like rushing brown water underneath the river. And the reason I bring this up, and the reason that you need to go to our Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show and see this video, is what literally happens right next to the reporter. I'm going to play for you the audio.
Not too long ago, washed up here. This is incredibly scary. Okay, we're backing up.
Yeah, she says we're backing up because a huge section of the bridge collapsed right
and
next to her.
Washed away. Oh
yes,
my gosh. That
right
is
next
super
to her.
Dangerous.
Not too long ago, washed
play that
up
again.
Here. This is incredibly scary. Oh my God. We're backing up.
Right
here.
Yeah, like she keeps her calm. She's like, we're backing up. Because
that's
like
a hashtag pro, because I would be screaming.
Yeah, because at that point, it's like that section of the bridge falls down. You don't know if the entire bridge is going to go down. Like, it could literally start all collapsing.
I'm on TV. We saw the road collapse, that same road that we were just standing on seconds ago. So thank God that we are backing up. We are slowly going off of the grid.
Yeah, we are slowly going
off. Some lady move, run. Oh my God. Turn on the gas, let's go.
Yes, oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, just that flooding is just crazy. And it just goes to show you that, like, you know, Mother Nature doesn't care what we build. It just doesn't care. We can build roads, we can build buildings, we can build bridges, we can build all these amazing, great structures, and Mother Nature will be like, yeah, that's cute, you know?
Yeah, that's really precious. And in the video, you see, like, a guy on the other side of the section that collapses. He's like, he turns and runs, I'm out.
He's like,
he
runs away. Yeah, exactly, nope, I'm out.
Not today,
gone.
Satan.
Gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. Insane.
That's crazy.
So happy that the reporter was okay and that everybody seemed to be all right there, but
that could have been awful.
Close call. And again, why Kelly and I don't do hard news and aren't reporters out in the field.
I do not want to be first on the scene out there.
No.
Watching roads collapse right in front of my face. I'm going to let the professionals do that. I'm going to sit right here.
Yeah.
And just talkie on the radio. That's all.
And we barely do that good. At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the car of a good Samaritan who stopped to help you, you're doing okay.
Oh, what kind of horrible person is this? There is a special place and you know where for people like that.
This, out of the country of Puerto Rico, where during rush hour, peak rush hour, right, this guy gets into kind of a rollover accident. And so a passerby stops to see if he's okay.
Hey, buddy, can I help you out?
Yeah. He's like, yeah. Jumps up, runs into the guy's open running car, and leaves.
Holy cow. Like, seriously. This is, like, about top of the list of horrible things that you can do.
Yeah, I would imagine karma is going to catch up to that guy at some point, but at this point,
probably immediately.
Police have no idea where he is. So.
Oh, wow. Listen, if it's rush hour traffic, somebody probably saw this happen.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think, right? Yeah, because it was an accident. It was a rollover accident, you know?
Exactly.
So this guy,
and probably someone saw him run. And when you see someone running, jump in a car and speed off, and the other guy's going, what the heck? Like, you're going to be able to see the body language and understand what the heck is going on.
I mean, unless it's just a bunch of people that take my approach to things that happen in the world and just go, someone else will call.
911, almost send? No, someone else will do that.
Someone else will do it.
Don't be a Ben. Call 911.
So again,
OMG,
you can,
that is horrible.
Man, like, first of all, let's just hope you don't get into a rollover accident, okay?
Yes.
But then the second part of that is, if you happen to, make sure you don't steal the car of the Good Samaritan who stops to help you, okay?
Let's not. That is among the worst of humans.
There you go.
On planet Earth.
That's setting the bar. Give me these little stories to give you a bar to leap over today, regardless of what happens today or this weekend. Know that you can look back on this moment and say, at least I didn't do that. All right?
All right.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. The weekend, 99.7 DJX is upon us. Haha, see what I did there, professional broadcaster. Yay.
That was amazing. Also, I thought you were going to go into the fact that...
I am getting into this! Sports! Sports!
Wow, this is such a twofer. We're just talking about the weekend.
Yes! Go ahead, Kelly. You wanted to do it. I'm gonna give you the moment. Yes, the spotlight is now on you. Yes,
the Sports Authority spotlight. Sports Authority spotlight. Here it is. The Weeknd has been chosen to perform at the Super Bowl 50 halftime show.
55.
Oh, is it 55? Was it? Was it L?
LV?
V? LV? That's 55. Yeah, you're right. That is 55.
V is 5.
A couple people on text message told us about that because we didn't know how to read Roman numerals.
Right.
55. Super Bowl 55. All right.
So, by the way, have we checked? Have we checked Facebook? Super Bowl. It's not.
Oh, see if there's a fight yet?
Yeah.
About the choice? Because there's typically, people get salty about the choice of performers. They have very, very violent opinions sometimes.
Like, where's The Rock?
Yeah.
You know.
Which, by the way, we don't even know if there's going to be fans at the Super Bowl this year.
We don't.
It'll just be the weekend performing to, like, nobody.
We don't. Yeah, we don't know that. But we will say that The Weeknd probably has the biggest song of 2020, so I would think that even if you hate pop music, more than likely you have been exposed to Blinding Lights. And
you know
so
what?
He's mass appeal, I feel.
Sure. Like if he does not involve the McFarlanes and some of the other like TikTokers that have done dances to his song, it's going to be a complete fail in my eyes.
It will be.
Like, he should literally just be sitting in his living room kind of doing this song and then showing the TikTok dances for the show. I'd be entertained with that.
Oh, wow.
Like, especially since it's going to be different. Just pare it down. Don't spend all the money for the lights and the staging, all that. Just be in your living room weekend. Chill out. Show the TikTok dancers. Call it a show.
All right. So, there you go. That's sports.
That was fun.
Sports Authority here on the 99.7 DJX. Kelly, we were just talking about this a little bit off the air, but you are already into a couple of the episodes there for Mandalorian Season 2. Am I right?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, are you not keeping up with it?
So far, I was so excited to start it, but then I haven't yet crossed the threshold of getting into Season 2 of The Mandalorian, which was just released a couple weekends ago on Disney
Plus.
Wait
then. Just wait until it's like all done. And then
just binge
like
it?
Binge watch it. Yes, because I'm having a hard time waiting week to week for the next episode. I'm so impatient. But it's so good because we're watching this as a family, yelling and screaming at the TV.
Yeah, I will say that my daughters and I have gotten in so into The Mandalorian in Season 1 that I've tried to get my wife to come along with. She's not a huge Star Wars fan. She's like, meh. And I'm like, you've just got to watch it. And so it's like one of those.
It's Baby Yoda. And I'll tell you, the child will make you LOL.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Yeah. So there's lots of laughing out loud.
But a new episode just released today, right?
Yeah.
So they've already confirmed Season 3 is underway.
Well, yes.
And
I mean, there needs to be, you need to confirm Season 13 because it's
But they're saying it could be on Disney Plus a lot sooner than they anticipated. Like, we're talking not like October of 2021, but we're talking maybe sooner in 2021. So that's what we need.
You keep filming, Jon Favreau. You keep writing and filming.
Yes, and one of the craziest things about the whole setup of The Mandalorian, how Jon Favreau says that, you know, COVID doesn't really make a huge difference in how we're approaching filming because everything's CG anyways. And he's like, I mean, we can have one actor doing one thing. We can have another actor doing another thing in a completely different area. We can film them doing that on a green screen and just put them together. It's like,
well, and the Mandalorian's outfit is perfectly made for COVID, is it not?
I know, right?
I mean, he's completely covered.
So, Mandalorian Season 2, I guess, what would this be? Episode 3?
Yes. And his co-worker, the child, is completely
his
like
co-worker. And so they're already starting to talk about a Boba Fett spinoff from The Mandalorian because, you know, Boba Fett was like, I don't even want to get in because Star Wars nerds are going to yell at me for this. But I feel like
they are.
Boba Fett is a Mandalorian or at least a part of a Mandalorian or a cousin to a Mandalorian or something like that. Whatever. Don't yell at me, but there is.
You're tap dancing.
I am. I'm tap dancing because I don't know my nerd Star Wars history as well as some people. So anyways, just know that if you're a fan, that Season 3 is confirmed and it's going to come earlier than expected. So, okay. Okay. If you missed anything from the show, including Family Secrets, which I feel like there are low-key people who do this secret that this person revealed to us, that more people than we may think.
And now I'm kind of thinking, like, what other sort of things should I be selling on Marketplace for a little side hustle?
Right. Also, Facebook Fight Theater, you can see that up on the podcast. You Laugh, You Lose is up there. Setting the Bar stories are up there. A bunch of stuff. Or you can get the entire show. So if you just like to listen to the show without commercials or music, you can always grab that after the show and just binge listen to the entire show. I mean, we started the show with full-on nakedness. And
yes.
Thirst trap.
Yeah, nakedness.
Yep, thirst trap nakedness, and it just went downhill from there. So pretty standard for a Friday. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's all we can do. We pushed our bodies as much as we can.
Have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.